podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Talk Screamers podcast. My name is Sibbo. Today I'm joined by Jed. Say hello, Jed.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Very well, mate. Very well. Episode 150. We've been 150 of these, mate.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. No. Amazing, that, isn't it? 150.
150. Complete garbage, mate. Complete garbage.
Yeah. Not one of them worth listening to.
I haven't made a good episode since like 72, mate. Rightio, but we move on. Speaking of poor episodes, we did an episode the other day there, and pretty much as soon as we click stop record, about an hour later, we got the news that Calvin Phillips was getting a move to City, which is great. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because this squad is just getting out of control. It's like a squad that's been playing Football Manager for like too long, and it's like they've obviously beat the game. They've beat the game by this point. They have all the good players. Yeah. And they're just missing, like, I mean, I don't know if this, it's getting to the point where it's getting hard to look at like genuine upgrades to the players they've got within sort of, do you know what I mean? I mean, like, proper, like, step up for those number one. And it's, they are outgoing players. They are outgoing players. I can't give them the same criticism. It's that they're buying but not selling, because there's players depart. One of them, Gabriel Jesus, which we'll go on to talk about, because that's a big one for Arsenal, and one that I'm very, very impressed by. I think they've done really, really well. We get a player like that. But we'll stay on Calvin Phillips. Bit of an underrated player for me. I think where he's fit, and he is... And he's familiar in a position that's familiar to him, obviously, which is the number six for me. I think he started out as like a 10, and he was sort of sculpted as an attacking midfielder, but it was Bielsa that kind of seen him as a more aggressive defensive midfielder.
Turned him into more of a ball winner, hasn't he?
Yeah, ball winner that can play a pass, which is a very useful thing in a game.
Yes. So, to be honest, mate, I think it's a. It's probably a sensible bit of business from Man City.
Registration-wise, it's great. It really does have registration for both Europe and because he's English. But his attributes all suit Manchester City. He's Man City tackle aggressively, which he's very good at. And they have the bulk of the ball. They can go, you know, 60, 70% possession, 75% possession, not uncommon, you know. And with his passing ability to play in that number 60, to add another playmaker into that. A team that's already filled with tremendous passes of the ball. I think he could, honestly, I think he'd be good enough to displace Rodri. I really do.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% certain on how that's going to go, because Rodri is excellent, but he will certainly, they'll rotate, won't they? That's what he's coming in
for. Rotate. They could end up playing about the same amount of games, to be honest.
Probably, yeah. And he is going to be the sort of successor to Fernandinho, who's on his way out, you know. So it makes sense that they've recruited in that area, given their situation. I don't think that the fee is unreasonable either that they paid for him. I think it's somewhere between 40 and 50 million. Like, that's a good deal for Leeds. I think if he'd gone somewhere like Arsenal for that money, for example, you know, you'd still be saying it's a good deal. It's only because it's Man City that people are saying, oh, you know, they're buying up the league, they're buying all the talent in the league, which is true. But at the same time, again, you can understand why they've gone out and bought him. And if they, you know, if they're serious about winning the Champions League and winning titles and things like that, and they've got the resource, then
they need to try and improve every year. Until they get over that line.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't understand why people are still shocked by that they go out and buy up the best talent from the league that they're playing in, because it benefits them. So what, like, any other club in that position would do the same thing. So it's just it's one of them, isn't it? People just love to hate Man City, I think. But honestly, I do think it's a good signing for them. I really do. I think in an ideal world, they probably would have gone and bought Declan Rice. But
watch him be a left back or something like that. he'd be playing left back or something.
He'd probably do a good job anywhere across the back line, I'd
say.
Yeah, so you never know. But he's definitely got the right sort of calibre for Pep Guardiola's team. I think his issue has just been fitness last season.
You get time to do it, Manchester City.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't miss players, they just don't. I mean, this is
he's not going to be missed. If he gets injured at Man City, he's not going to be missed in the same way he has been at Leeds, is he? That's just a fact. So, but I think he's in Leeds' first season in the Premier League under Bielsa. He was immense, and he was immense for England at the Euros as well last year. If they get him back on that level, we're going to be one hell of a player. And you'll look back and think, you know, 45 million or whatever it is actually a bargain.
Yeah, yeah, I think so as well. I just think the amount he's going to have the ball to pick the pass, I just think he will excel in that position. I think a lot of people don't really see Calvin Phillips as that top tier sort of defensive midfielder in the Premier League, maybe because he's been plagued by injuries. I would say that's a bit of recency bias because I've seen of him, he is an exceptional footballer. I would have him at Liverpool. That's how good he is. Leeds are going to look as if they have some spending power. Just from player outgoings, you've got Phillips that's on the way out, and you've got Rafinha that could potentially go for, and I think will go for decent money. I think he could go for up to the summer, sort of £60 million. Barca, I think, have been priced out there. But I think if Arsenal go and get Gabriel Jesus and Rafinha, then that is a
great business.
Crazy window.
Great business. Yeah. That honestly, the Jesus signing for Arsenal, such a good deal. Honestly, it's such a good deal. It's the one thing that they were sort of lacking last season was an out and out centre forward, or somebody who's gonna guarantee you goals, because you've got, you know, Lacazette, patchy form, and Nketiah, not the finished article. So they were relying on their goals from midfield, weren't they? What they needed was a proper number nine. And I think Jesus is a proper number nine. He knows where the goal is. As long as they give him the service, then he's going to get them goals. So that could be a really, really good signing for them. It's one of them that I'm going to look at, I think, for my fantasy team when the season comes around. Because I can just see it working. I see it working.
Just accumulating firepower in the forward areas, aren't they? I mean, yes, they need to fix genuine depth. They have genuine depth up there. I was actually surprised about letting Lacazette go. I think they should have probably offered him another 2-year deal. Just considering how useful he was.
I don't think he was really prolific enough. Didn't really score as much as he needed to, really, to justify staying. And he's not getting any younger either. So
I liked him in the 10. Well, he wasn't really playing the 10. He was kind of playing that sort of very deep, deep striker role, wasn't he? And then sort of letting those youngsters
you don't need him. You don't need him in a 10, though, when you've got Smith Rowe and Odegaard to choose from.
Limited in minutes. And if you've got Nketiah, that's probably, I think, just signed a fairly substantial contract that kind of says that they're investing in that youngster. And obviously, Gabriel, so it probably made sense to move him on. I thought he was a good utility player. But he'll get much more minutes to Leon. Won't he? He'll be playing.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there playing every week there, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be playing as much as he wants.
It's not that he wasn't playing every week at Arsenal. It's just that, you know, I think they just needed a sort of upgrade. Jesus is definitely an upgrade.
They probably communicated that to him. I reckon they've probably communicated to him that we're going to go out and spend this window.
Yeah, yeah.
In his place. Yeah. And I think that'll probably be why decision for him to depart, and that he's been obviously crystal clear.
Definitely. I mean, to be fair, they spent in last summer as well, didn't they? They brought in Ramsdale and Ben White for big money, and you know those signings have turned out to be really good signings for them over the course of the season. So Jesus is just going to be another one. Like I say, I see it working. I see the football that they play, and the team being sort of built around him or gearing towards him in terms of getting him the service. I see it working for them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what that sort of brings for Arsenal. And he'll absolutely score against Man City as well.
Yeah.
In the league. He'll probably bag a hat trick against them. It's just yeah, 100%. 100% he'll go back to the Etihad and score. Yeah.
talked a little bit about Rafinha. Yeah, I think it's just he's still heavily linked to Barca. I think Barca want him. I just don't think they can afford it. But I think if De Jong does depart, which it's looking like he is, Manchester United still yet to do any business, I think they could go back in for Rafinha, and that's maybe what they're waiting out for. But if you're an Arsenal fan, you'd definitely want him. You'd want him.
Oh, yeah.
A very good player.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Don't know where that leaves Leeds, though. In a bit of a tough spot, really.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that losing both of those players would be a bit disastrous for Leeds. They'd have to then go out and reinvest all of that money, and they'd probably have to buy four or five players with it, not just two.
There's a correlation of just like when Phillips and Bamford both got injured, the form just cliff-dived, like tombstoned off the side of a building. And in a mud, man. So like when they lose important players and that. And it'll be interesting to see how Marsh tries to combat that situation. They certainly need to go out and maybe reinforce. And you can't say they've not got the money. You know. Who else we talking? There's another one I wanted to talk about. Christian Eriksen, still yet to make a move. Still slight links to Spurs, although I don't think that's going to. I think Spurs are looking elsewhere. But it could be the first actual incoming signing for Manchester United if De Jong. I don't know why it's taken so long to get De Jong over the line.
Well, I don't know. You see various sort of rumours, don't you?
But, yeah.
I mean, has Eriksen not already turned down Man United, apparently, from what I've seen? Or
I'm looking on Sky Sports, the transfer centre, just now, and it still looks to be that he's just considering his options.
I mean, that's fair enough, isn't it? I can see some news saying that Man United are apparently close to signing De Jong. I think, to be honest, I think that would be a really good deal for them as well. I don't know how much the fee is, but they need a player like that, and they need rid of Paul Pogba. Which obviously he's going now. I think he's out of contract, isn't he?
So virtually like over the line for Juventus. I think they're just discussing how much to put on his contract.
Is he already out of contract at Man United?
It's over the line, mate. He's a Juve player now, pretty much.
Yeah,
and everything. It could already be done. But
that'd be the best thing that's happened to them, I think, in the last few years. It's clear that the players run the dressing room at Man United, and I think that Pogba's probably a big influence in that. And sometimes you just got to get rid of those characters, haven't you? And if they keep hold of Ronaldo, he's the right sort of leader, I think, that they need in the dressing room and on the pitch as well. They just need to have better options around him at the back and in midfield. And Frankie De Jong is an excellent defensive midfielder.
Definitely adds a lot to that. Although we've seen players that look exceptional go to Manchester United. You see, it's not even just the youngsters, like, you know, Sancho and whoever else. It doesn't immediately jump into my mind. But even Rafa Varane, a player that just never looked like he just had such a distinguished career as a centre back. You get him into a Manchester United shirt and he looks like Bambi on ice.
There is a difference.
Strange.
There is a difference between playing next to Sergio Ramos and playing next to Harry Maguire.
I get that, but I didn't expect it to be that stark. I did not expect it to be that stark.
I don't know, maybe Varane's just been a fraud for his whole career.
He's looking like
maybe he's been just skating by thinking, oh, I'll be all right. I've got Sergio there. Oh, fuck, he's gone to PSG. I'm going to have to go. I don't know.
He'll probably kick on and have a decent season this season.
Yeah. I think that Ten Hag's probably going to be a good appointment for United.
You cannot go downward. From where they were.
No, exactly. I think that, like, if they give him time, then he will sort of instill that system that he plays with Ajax. And he plays good football, doesn't he, with Ajax? So I think that they've got the players for it. Certainly attacking-wise, they've got players for it. If he can get the best out of Sancho, then, you know, he's laughing then, isn't he? So interesting times. De Jong, I think, will work out to be a good signing for them. But,
We'll see.
We'll see.
I want to go to Forest, mate.
Yeah.
Because they've made some very, like, football manager signings, which I think is hilarious. If I was managing Forest going into this season, these are two players I'd probably look at. I'd probably look at Nico Williams and I'd probably look at Gibbs White as well at Wolves, because they're all the players that are probably better on football manager.
They've also signed Taiwo Awoniyi from Berlin. Such a football manager player.
He's a football manager player.
He was a beast, an absolute beast a couple of years ago on FM.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Had him on loan at St Mirren, mate. Had him on loan.
We've all had him on loan. He's been on loan everywhere. A1I has been on loan everywhere. He's honestly, I'm actually looking forward to seeing him in the Prem.
It's, they're just making these footy manager signings, isn't it?
Nico Williams was at Fulham last year, and you know Fulham obviously come up, so that's probably a good signing for Forest if Fulham were also in for him. Mm-hmm. Don't know whether they would have been, but it's one of them, isn't it? He just gives them an option.
I think Nico Williams is going to go because Liverpool have just bought a backup right back, Callum Ramsey.
Young Scottish lad, isn't it?
Yeah. And spent a couple of million on him as well. They can recover that money and more just from selling Nico Williams.
They probably didn't even need to buy another right back anyway. You've got Joe Gomez covers there.
Who could play there as well,
it doesn't make sense really for Williams to stay around. If he gets himself a permanent move, then fair enough. Who's the other one?
Gibbs White. Always a beast in a championship on Football Manager. And then he just kind of scrapes it in the AFL. I've took him up with me a couple of times. multiple Football Managers. I know we're stuck on the topic of Football Manager here, but they just stand out to me. I think it's because I've managed
what
these
else
guys.
Is there? There's no real football happening. So.
exactly.
We might as well.
Exactly.
He seems like a decent prospect as well. The only, I guess you want to fall into, well, if you're Forest, you don't want to fall into a trap of having no recognised experience or recognised Premier League experience in the team. But Forest aren't exactly a poor side. So they'll be able to go out and buy some Premier League quality, some established Premier League players, I think. I really like Steve Cooper, the manager there. I think he's done a great job with them. So that's potentially, potentially Forest could do well this year if they invest right in the summer. But
they do a Brentford and they just kind of carry all the momentum over the line and just obviously.
Yeah, they sign Christian Eriksen and then.
in January, but it's looking like they're going to just lose every game.
That would be a shock transfer. Eriksen's like, Man United, Spurs, get me to the City Ground.
Do you think he just becomes this specialist firefighter player? Like a bit like Big Sam when he comes in January and keeps a side up just constantly. Until he doesn't. Until he's at West Brom one year or something.
Oh, I would absolutely love it. I would love it if that's what Eriksen's career became. Just
firefighter player, mate.
Yeah, he's like, things aren't going well. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. He just answers, on my way. He's already in his car.
Who else is on the move? Jesse Lingard, has he signed for anywhere yet?
Don't think so. Not, I haven't seen anything.
I've just seen Bayern want €60 million for Lewandowski. He's a good player, but he's 33 years old.
60 million for a 33-year-old is a lot of money, isn't it? To be fair, he bags goals, doesn't he? And if it's someone like Barcelona that want to buy him, you would absolutely up that by 10, 15 million, whatever he's actually worth. I think the Premier League clubs would pay 60 million for him. 100%. If he was offered to Liverpool for 50, 60 million, I reckon you'd take that, even if it's only for a couple of years. Because
the Liverpool team would not sign a 33-year-old player.
Well, no,
it's
but
very
you,
not
you know,
the style of this recruiting. Yeah. But
you know what I meant, though.
If there was a route to get him in a Liverpool shirt, then I would 100% take it.
Yeah, obviously, you know what I meant. I think any team in the league would take him, regardless of how much they need to pay for him. I find it a little bit strange that Bayern actually want to let him go, to be honest. Unless he's told them that he wants to leave.
No, it's all him.
Has he told them that he wants to leave?
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
And the press with it and all sorts.
Ah, fair enough. Right, that makes a bit more sense then, because you wouldn't really want to let him go otherwise, would you? Because he's, how many goals has he scored a season
very
for
good
them?
Football. He scored 50 goals a season for three seasons at the Bouse. It's insane. He's a fucking monster. He's an absolute monster of a footballer. Gary Bale has broke some Cardiff Hearts.
Oh my word!
Hearts, hasn't he?
I'm sort of quite relieved that deal hasn't gone through from a championship perspective, because I absolutely did not want to have to watch Gareth Bale tear my team apart this season. Cardiff are bang average as well, which makes it even worse. Cardiff are a bang average championship side at the moment. And if you put a global superstar into that team, then it's just like it's just such a mismatch that like the tactic will just be get the ball to Bale, but then Bale will just tear apart every team in the league. Like,
just
I'm really,
Wales
really
football,
glad.
Isn't it? So not just, yeah. Not just but Wales, the
yeah,
best national team to hit.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. It's just like, oh, we've won it. Like, you'd literally be like, don't go to ground anywhere near the box because he's going to score a free kick, you know, and it'll just, yeah, I'm really happy that he's actually not going. As much as I'd love to see it from a neutral perspective, like, Bale going back to or going to Cardiff, like his hometown club and all that, that would be a really good thing to see a footballer do. But just because I would then, like, you know, I would have to watch him come to Cardiff and rip us to shreds. I really don't want it to happen. So
we don't live in a film, though, do we? We don't live in a fairy tale.
We
live in reality.
Do you know,
well, Gareth Bale wants to move to Los Angeles.
Exactly, yeah. Gareth Bale knows there's some good golf courses over there.
100%. I bet that up. Do you know what? I bet that was a key factor.
Massively.
LA is massive,
mate,
for golf.
Massive.
Massive for golf.
There's no way he's not been looking at the golf courses and stuff like that. And also, there's the money aspect of it, because LA
is going to pay him so much more.
What I think will happen, I'm calling this now, is Bale will go out there and play for LA, and their season is currently ongoing. So he'll finish the season with them, and then when they break over Christmas, he will go on loan to Cardiff, and then he'll come and tear up the championship, and then I'll have to cry.
That's a lot of football for Gary Bale. That's too much football for Gary Bale, mate. I'm not having
that. That's what he'll do. I reckon, honestly, because
you just play year round.
No. Because then when he comes back, then he'll come back to LA, he'll probably just leave then. Like, you know, he'll take the money and run or retire. Like, this is, I guarantee you that happens. I guarantee he goes on loan to Cardiff this season.
We'll see.
When the season starts, after the American football has finished, like, that, which will be like Christmas time, I think, or some, you know, around then. So I'd see it happening. I'm calling it now. I'm sticking my money on it. I'm hedging my bets and putting it on it. And then I will have to watch Gareth Bale come to Coventry and rip us to shreds in the end anyway.
We shall see, Matt.
Yeah. But it's just, it's nailed on. It's nailed on. But in anyway, the American League, that'll be the MLS, that's going to be a walk in the park for him. It'll be a kick.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I mean. He's not exactly going to be working himself too hard while he's over there. None of the players that go over there really have to, do they, to be fair?
Yeah. Hashtag go soccer. Anyway, that's going to do us for today, Jenny Boy. We shall be back in the next couple of days bringing you all the other transfer news. We really just want a football to start at this point, don't we?
Oh my God, mate, there's still a month till cop season kicks off. I don't know.
It is, my friend.
I really. Until next time. I'm a broken man right now.
Until next time. Cheerio, bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.